As he talks, he paints the picture with words and with gestures. By his expression and his gestures, he expresses...
Kid, listen, I represent the real nigga cop. You ain't ready yet. Your whole aura is plexiglass. Kid, listen, I represent the real nigga cop.
Kick down the door, we gotta sing you again.
Yo, it's your man, Brother Red, coming at you with the world's greatest hip-hop show, No Vultures. We're listening to the sounds of Stylistic Murder, Represent the Real, featuring AZ, OC, and the Blastmaster, KRS-One. AZ, go in.
Can't listen. You ain't ready yet. Your whole aura is plexiglass. Can't listen.
Parade, verbal AK spray, serve you. For the fact y'all got the nerve to play, I heard you. Harmonize like the Cold Crush 5, high. Sitting fly with half closed shut eyes, why? Can't tell if this is heaven or hell. Puffing L's on a stoop to push the coops that sell. Belling, these young boys either dying or gelling. Lying or telling, the skills to survive amongst felons, I learned it. Any strikes on the mic, I earned it. Hypothermic, so haters, I'm not concerned with, it's me. Hip hop is a part of the steed, part of the G. When it's dark, though, it's harder to see. Just shine, murder raps, kick them one at a time. I know y'all heard of that, I'm coming for mines. Just give it up, give it up. It's enough for me, low in the cut. When I come through, they throwing it up. Kid, listen.
That was AZ from the Firm crew. Who's in the Firm? Legendary crew, a hit at a time. The album flopped, the album went gold. And eventually, I think it may have went platinum. Now, who was in the Firm? Now, the original Firm, you had Cormega, Foxy Brown, AZ, and Nasir Jones, Nas. Now, Cormega was replaced by Nature when the Firm album came out. So that's the Firm, and that's AZ. AZ recently had a project, Do or Die 2, that came out in 2021. If you haven't peeped that, go peep that one out. He's definitely in his pocket, he's in his lane, he's feeling comfortable, and he's flowing like he's never had before. You know what I'm saying? Some things just age like fine wine. AZ is an MC who does that. Now, let's listen to OC, the Star Child.
Your whole aura is plexiglass.
Kick down the door, we gotta sing you again.
Kid, listen. You ain't ready yet. Your whole aura is
verbalize it in my mind's eye, internalize it from a place some would say divides time. Oh, interpret signs. Another song of mine's pull you in the zone to get a glimpse of my grand design. Wait, let me pace myself and slow it down. You got a poet to visualize and star child. Shit is like a fly pair of all gal socks in size 9 clocks. Understand what's going on. It makes sense in the flow when I pause. So it compliment the beats, the cuts, and the chords. I find perfection in a flaw. Music come out best when the testament is raw. Conceptually toward the guidelines of the culture with all due respect and I adored. Was a conscious decision I made to write lyrics way back till the day I'm committed.
Kid, listen, I represent the real nigga cop. You ain't ready.
And for those of you who don't know OC, he's a member of the legendary Digging in the Crates crew. Other members include, I believe, Showbiz. We got Big L, rest in peace. You got Fat Joe. So you got a hell of a crew right there. Now, I want to say, and don't quote me, might be wrong. I want to say Lord Finesse might be in that crew, but could be wrong. But you have a legendary crew in DITC. So, you know, people that's going at Fat Joe, you know, he may not have said exactly, you know, or expressed exactly what he was trying to express when he said Latinos played a big role or was like 50-50 in hip-hop. And he's not all the way wrong. There's a lot of documentation. Look, when it comes to b-boying, graffiti artists, you know what I'm saying, and the DJs and some of the rappers, but particularly when it comes to them b-boys and them graph cats, a lot of them cats were Hispanic, Latino, Puerto Ricans. You know what I'm saying? They grew up right alongside black folks. Most of them folks, a lot of them folks, they got brothers, what we would say niggas in their family, okay? You know, if you are, or know anything about New York, places like Spanish Harlem, You know what I'm saying? Where Fat Joe is from up in the Bronx. You know what I'm saying? If you know anything about New York at all, then you know that you might see a gang of Puerto Ricans saying the N-word left and right. You know what I'm saying? And brothers ain't tripping just for the fact that these cats is growing up in the same conditions, doing the same exact thing, hanging out, doing exactly the same thing, living the same exact way. That culture, you know, that hip hop fostered and started in New York City. So that, I believe that's what Fat Joe was trying to say on that. You know what I'm saying? He caught a lot of heat for that. But, you know, Fat Joe is not wrong. And he's somebody that, you know, people forget, I think, because, you know, Fat Joe is older, yet he still has remained relevant, you know, linking up with cats like DJ Khaled, who, you know, there's always, they're always coming out with something for the club or something for the radio to bang out to. And so people may not understand exactly how old Fat Joe is, man. Fat Joe, like, came out in, like, the very, very early 90s, you know what I'm saying? And Fat Joe really was a graffiti artist and, you know, pretty much just your random everyday hood for the longest time, and just is a super fan of hip hop. If you go back and listen to Fat Joe in his interviews and what he talks about hip hop, this guy knows his history, you know what I'm saying? So he's not just talking out the side of his head like he don't know what he's talking about. So I think we need to give him the benefit of the doubt and give Fat Joe a little bit of respect. I do believe he may have misspoke a little bit, you know, and I think that's why Brothers is upset. But we don't want to take nothing away from the Latinos that did contribute, because there's a gang of Latinos that was up in there who definitely was adding flavor, you know what I'm saying, at the very beginning of this thing that we call hip-hop. And as we talk about that, talk about hip-hop and who personifies hip-hop the most still in 2022, well, you know what I'm saying? We're just going to let him speak for himself.
Your whole aura is plexiglass.
I represent the band and the top.
Kick down the door, we gotta sing no more.
Can't listen. If you ain't ready yet, your whole aura is plexiglass.
Can't listen. I represent the band and the top.
Kick down the door, we gotta sing no more.
No time for fake rap. I don't even make that. Take that and don't mistake that for what the K rap. I stay back. Y'all save money, the culture. I'ma save that. I'm from way back, like 8 tracks and Stray Cats. Rappers say a lot, but the truth ain't saying that. Rats, I spray rap where your brain's at. We just came back, reinstate that, reawake that. We be with the awoken, the awake at. Face that. I'm making you think, intoxicating, flowing like the liquor you drink. These rappers, they come and go in a blink. They not gigantic, they titanic. The ice making them sink. Think, you dissing your relatives, taking sedatives, not realizing you're losing your cultural heritage. True school, nothing new to me. Hip-hop is not rap, hip-hop is you and me.
You know what, let's go back and just listen a little bit of what the Blastmaster was saying. I think y'all need to listen to this man again. Listen to what he's trying to tell you.
I spray rap where your brain's at. We just came back, reinstate that, reawake that. We be with the awoken, the awake at. Face that, I'm making you think, intoxicating, flowing like the liquor you drink. These rappers, they come and go in a blink. They not gigantic, they titanic. The ice making them sink.
What?
Think, you dissing your relatives, taking sedatives, not realizing you're losing your cultural heritage. True school, nothing new to me. Hip hop is not rap, hip hop is you and me.
Can't listen, I represent the real.
And that was our man KRS-One. The song is called Represent the Real by Stylistic Murder. Big shout out to those cats. They're out of Europe. And the song features AZ, OC, and KRS-One. Now, people, when we talk about hip hop and what is hip hop and what is real hip hop, folks, this is hip hop. Okay? The other stuff you've been listening to, I'm gonna be honest with you. You've been bullshitting. Okay? Ain't nobody spitting. There's no intricacy in the wordplay. You know what I'm saying? Cats ain't telling no stories. And if they are, it's usually always negative. You know what I'm saying? And there's no balance. So, nah, a lot of stuff that's out there right now, particularly on the radio, you know what I'm saying? Who stole the soul? It don't make you feel anything. That's why it's so disposable and so microwavable. Yo, it's your man, Brother Red. We want to give a shout out to our sponsors and our friends at Let the Film Speak. Check them out every Wednesday. Today, 9/7/22, they're coming out with their NFL award prediction show, first show live stream on YouTube. So make sure you go check that out. Go to YouTube, type in Let the Film Speak. Make sure you like and subscribe, and you can also check them out on Facebook. We also want to give a big shout out to our man, Josh Castro, and Just Josh and Comedy. You can check him out at www.justjoshingcomedy.com. Josh is a third-generation Mexican-American, bringing a new generation of Mexican culture awareness to light. Born and raised in El Paso, Texas, growing up was weird. My man said he was too white to be a Mexican, and I'm too Mexican to be white. As a kid, he was picked on by the local Cholo bullies, but he quickly learned how to avoid fighting conflicts through his humor. My man Josh realized he had a gift for comedy. I met my man Josh probably around, I would say about, 2008. We was both working at the State Supported Living Center in San Antonio, Texas. We'd ball every single day during our lunch period. And Josh said, man, I'm going up to Austin, man. I got to pursue this. And he did the damn thing. So we got to give him a big fat shout out from No Vultures for following his dream, following his heart. And now he is a successful comic in Austin, Texas. So big No Vultures shout out to our man, Josh Castro. Much love, baby. Thank you for sponsoring the show. And thank you for supporting us. So we're going to support you. This is your man, Brother Red. As always, encouraging everybody. Do the knowledge. Let's get back to it. All right, your man, Brother Red, we're back at it. We're going to jump into that Fly Till I Die. We're here with our boy, the Docs. And he's going to give us some commentary. He hasn't heard this joint yet. So I tell him, say, look, bro, you got to listen to this new joint, Fly Till I Die, Kool G Rap and Big Daddy Kane. So let's get into it.
Born and raised in Corona, anyone you know from Corona, very proud of where they came from. Well, he approached me not too long ago about a story in his old hood about a piece of living and breathing history. History that has had such a profound impact on that community that people living there and those who no longer live there still talk about it to this day.
Major pockets, shades on the optics, fade when I'm topless, he blazed till the clock split, exotic chick with the hot lips, nigga thick thighs, tricky eyes, my bitch eating with chopsticks, dashing the drop lip while he doing Mach 6, wavy swap spit on top of the coccyx, I tell him quick, I ain't got shit, but some chewing bubble gum, pop rock candy, baby, you knock with, you pop a Louis 13 corpse, some mean claws, clean claws, knocking bitches of your dreams off.
All right, Docs, that's just a little taste. What are you feeling? What are you feeling right now?
The 90s is back.
So do we need we're going to like it, pump it, or dump it? What are we going to do?
We pump. Oh, I'm putting that on my rotation.
There it is. So we're going to pump it. So let's keep it going.
Put that on my rotation.
I'm telling y'all folks right now, it is almost like a rekindling of the era, man. People want that feel. You know what I'm saying? Like people want real spit, you know, and they want to hear something in the lyrics. They want to know that you took your time with it. It took some effort. And if you make it sound effortless, even better. But we know it's a craftsmanship and people want that.
Craftsmanship. Facts.
People are tired. Yeah. Everything. The beats, the rhymes. Like people is tired of something that it sounds like it took you 30 minutes to make.
Yes. And you didn't make
it. Exactly. Exactly. So let's keep it going.
And washing machines, boss. Little nigga, come back around when you finally climb up the beanstalk. Educated hoes, you think it's scholars and state chihuahuas, cause we got them belly dancing for some wrinkled dollars. Pop my meat collars,
her name Delilah. Bling the rocket, did an all-nighter in a sperm drinking saga. She ride lower than La Raza. In my youth, I used to pimp prostitutes at the plaza. No lie, tell you the truth, be a monster.
Queens get the money, long time. No plans, queens get the money, long.
All right, cook folks, and we're going to do a little history for you. Now, Docs, I'm going to test you right now. What crew is Big Daddy Kane and Kool G Rap? What crew do they represent? What legendary crew are they representing?
Like, I know the name. He says it in all his raps, Big Daddy.
He says it in every rap. And you know they got that classic joint that we're going to get into with Marley Marl.
It's his crew. It's the... Hold on.
They got into it with the Blastmaster. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, Big Daddy says in all his songs. Hold on. Let me go back one of his classics. Ain't no half stepping. What is that line he says his crew at? I can hear the line.
Yeah, you know who it is. It's a legendary crew. See, we put him on the spot right now. We're testing his hip-hop knowledge. Now, come on now. This is a lie.
Big Daddy says there ain't no half-stepping. He hit that second bar, and he said, oh.
Now, I'm going to throw you a lifeline. They have a legendary song called The Symphony with Marley Marl. And you know the symphony.
I know. That's a...
You know that one.
I know the group. I can see the whole group. Oh my God.
Thank OJ. The what crew? The legendary.
I know. Hold on. I can see the Kango. I can see the high top Fox Fade. I can see him. No, I know the name. Hold it.
What do you like to drink in the morning? You like to drink
coffee. And it's OJ.
So, what is OJ?
Orange. The Juice Crew.
See,
I know the crew.
You just said it.
Hey, I'm about to go in my car and put that crew on right now.
The Juice Crew. That's it. The Juice Crew, man.
I'm play them all day, Joe.
All right, let's check out Big Daddy's verse, because he's coming in.
The hardest verse ever.
Where is drug influence, the blood fluid flow fluent, homes ruined, funeral home doings, get caught up in the shooting, usually don't doings, sketch doing, put a headstone to him, know what it's about, the shit not pretty route, crackhead ran about the house with the titties out.
Now see, now that's that gangster. That's some real gangster shit right there. Okay, guys, there's levels to the gangster shit. Okay, there's levels to the spit. See, that's why Kool G Rap, he's your favorite gangster rapper's favorite rapper. Okay, and for you young guys, that means whoever your favorite rapper is, that guy's favorite rapper, Kool G Rap is his favorite rapper. Okay, don't get the game fucked up.
That bars.
Am I lying, Docs? Am I lying?
All facts, sir. All facts. Them are all bars.
Yes, and that's Kool G. Wait till you hear Big Dat.
Soon as the beat come on, your head get to bobbing and moving.
That's it.
That's music.
30 dishes in the crispy out. 50 kids in the house on a pissy couch. Chick roll is Joan Rivers, she a stone hitter. Clone liver, bitch, drink out Capone liquor. GB with the Perry on slippers. Known grippers off the strips, selling bricks like they home flippers. Chrome the figures, keep a dome splitter. Drones deliver bricks to the sticks on them with red bone sisters. Voice in the raspy state. I just lay back and stack, watching fatty chicks while they back this way. Who masturbate? Nigga, I'm a magistrate. Put a tax of plates, foot dealers can activate. That's the hero man for the cake, they gravitate. And leave a money back straight, Cadillac with bitch.
Brooklyn, stand up, show how we bout it, the better. Talk about before we was out in the better. We was out stacking cheddar in the alpaca sweater. BBS up, saw out in your cheddar. A youth when I thought of shooting hoops on the corner. Until the pimp pulled up in that deuce in the quarter.
cut the beat.
I gotta give cut. The I gotta give the gas face, but in a good way.
Cut the beat. Woo-hoo! Rap is back. Cut the beat.
And hey, I'm telling y'all, and it never left. We just gotta know where to look. That's why I tell folks, hey, come to the world's greatest hip hop and rap show. No vultures. Because we do the knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Brother Red is digging in the crates for you, so you don't have to. And anybody that's listening, hey, send us a line at novultures1.podcast@gmail.com. And if you want to get some of our No Vulture playlist links, hit us up. They're private links. We can send them to you. I guarantee you, we got the dopest mixtapes out there. Period.
I got a question for him, Brother Red. I want anybody listen to this to find a better song right now than what you just heard.
Okay, well, you know, I'm gonna challenge you because I got some stuff. I got some shit on deck. So I'm gonna challenge you.
Ooh, this Big Daddy Kane, Coogee. No. I'm there's nothing out right now. There's nothing out right now. Not Future, not the Nas of 2020, but other than that, there is no music out right now that sounds like that.
Well,
zero.
I tell you what, and that's the thing. It's crazy because you are correct. You know, now these artists, some of our favorites, they're out there and they're dropping dope shit. And the problem is the mainstream, the media, also, I'm gonna say it. The YouTubes, the Spotify's, you know, it's up to the fans. If we don't get our algorithms, and you don't get your algorithm correct on your YouTube site, on your Spotify that you go to, and as you're making your playlist and as you're selecting your music, they select for you. So what they're going to select is whatever company that owns them, of course, those artists that are most prominent. So what you end up getting is a bunch of redundant bullshit. And so you got to work your algorithms. So you know what? In your search, type in Big Daddy Kane and listen to a few songs. And then when you do that, you'll start randomly getting stuff that's affiliated with Big Daddy Kane. Same thing with Kool G Rap. Same thing with some of these other artists, like Doc said, Nas. You can do it. Like one thing that I did, I guess, at the start of COVID, is I had a couple good mentors, my man, Mr. Overeem. Docs, I don't know if you had him at Hickman. Hella cool teacher. He was always into hip hop. And so he helped me get them algorithms together. We made an incredible mixtape, No Vultures in Perpetuity mixtape. And it's got like over 1,000 songs. And this cat, this cat is a hip hop head. He loves music. And so, you know, with that, we curated that list. But just having that playlist and then started playing through some of that music, man, my algorithms just opened up to where, man, there's a lot of dope music. And also what Docs are saying, nobody sounds like this because they're not recording on this type of equipment. That what we just heard sounds like the 90s. It has that feel of the era. That
feel. Right?
Yeah, it's that feel. And that's what people want, man. Like, we want to hear hip hop. We want to feel like, when you listen to it, you can see in your mind like a club or like a party that you're in
with your boys, with your people,
you're outside. Yeah, you feel that. You can, as soon as the music comes on and it's blasting, like, oh yeah. You know what I mean? It's that almost like that park jam or like Docs, you know, Fun City.
Man.
Like when I hear this, you know what I think of, Docs? I think of Helicopter. Remember when they used to play? Helicopter and Festus. When I hear this, that I see you, Skylar, Scotty Glasgow, Akron. You know what I'm saying? Chance. Roddy Brown. You know,
walking through the park, walking from school, just family and friends.
Jerry G. Hayes.
You know, all love.
Yeah.
All love.
And that's what the best of hip hop and rap music can do.
And you can't leave out PJ Hayes.
Hell no. Because I know, hey, Hayes, me and him, we used to come to West Junior. I remember when you got to West he was the first one I remember over Christmas break. That Ghetto, we were just talking about the Ghetto Boys album. That Ghetto Boys album that got remixed by Rick Rubin came out with their album with their face on the mugshot, and they had a new song on there. And at the beginning of the song, it was a take off of the Coca-Cola song. I like to teach the world to be a dope man just like me. I like to front the world some coke so they can sell for me. Born in the ghetto as a street thug. At age 16, I started selling cheap drugs. X3 and X3.
Why they can't do that now? Why
my city now? Under siege. I remember I was humming that to my Walkman, and I knew, I was like, man, ain't nobody got this shit. Like, the hardest niggas in the school. Bohan, Intuitive, y'all niggas ain't got this shit. Jesse, y'all niggas ain't got this shit. I tell you what, my nigga Hayes, PJ, we was both singing the same song at the same time. We both started laughing at each other, dapped each other up because it was like, yeah. So Hayes has always been on it. PJ always been on that.
Always.
And my man Thor. I got to give it up to Thor, too. Thor's always been the cut with the music.
Always.
But that, when you hear music like this, you see what Docs and I are doing. We're reminiscing about old friends, good times. And that's what hip-hop should do. Even in your time. Now, I think young people, they will say, well, that does, certain songs does that for us. It may, I just don't believe you.
At all.
You know what I'm saying? Because I just see too many trends. Like, these cats are so, like, I don't see too many of these artists that have come out in the 2000s outside of, like, maybe a Kendrick, a J. Cole, where they have real true staying power because they are artists. Like, these guys, they might have been hard. Like we talked about this, Spice One. We talked about MC8. We talked about, you know, some of these cats is, like, straight up, you know, hardcore gangster rappers. But these guys they're still rapping right now. Because they made that transition from the corner to saying, this is my craft.
This is my craft.
I'm an MC. I'm a rapper. This is what I do for a living. And I want to be the best at it that I can be.
And they mean it.
Yes.
I'm a gangster rapper with substance. And they mean it. They'll give you substance. We're not just fucking bitches and killing niggas and spinning your block. They're giving you substance to why they're doing it.
Exactly.
These kids don't have it no more. They just gonna spend the block, kill the whole block up. For what? He called you a bitch a hoe, but is she a hoe?
Right.
90 rappers, they gave you the reason. They gave you the whole story behind it. These cats don't give you no story.
And not only that, the biggest disappointment I have is a lot of these cats, dude, you put all your business out on the street. Your own social media to the point you're telling on yourself. You're getting on every single interview with any platform that'll pay you a little money to come on there.
Yeah.
And you will run your mouth, tell on yourself, tell on your friends. And the thing is, I'm not even mad because what you're telling about is dumb shit. Like, dumb literally, shit. Like, cats is getting killed over shit talking. And, you know, it's stuff that, you know, should be. You have a conversation with that cat, and if it don't go where it's supposed to go, y'all can knuckle up. And every time y'all see each other, that can be what it is. Or you can just agree, you know what? I don't mess with you. You don't mess with me. But as far as taking things to life and death over stuff as petty as chicks or some jewelry or some shit talk, y'all got the game twisted. And, you know, and the thing is those rappers that we talked about, if they had beef, man, now, a lot of stuff, social media, of course, really pumps it up.
Yep.
But at the same time, these guys nowadays are running the social media to have it pumped up versus, you know what, put your phones down and go handle your business like a man one-on-one and do what you got to do if you really feel that way and keep it moving.
And keep it moving.
You know, but these cats want to pose for pictures, want to be, tell everybody what they did and how they did it. And then they want people to have some type, feel some type of forgiveness or feel some type of way for them. Like, free. No, I'm not freeing you. I'm sorry. You don't deserve to be free. You don't aired yourself out umpteen times, talked about how bad you are. And guess what? I believe you.
I believe you.
Yeah, I believe that you really did have that person murdered or had a hand in it and paid for it or did it. I believe you.
Yeah, Yeah, I believe you. I believe you, Pooh Shiesty. I believe you.
Exactly.
I believe you.
Yes. Come on, go do it. Yeah. Exactly.
I believe you, sir.
Exactly. I believe you, young man. And so when you are, you know, promoting this way of life in your records, you don't put any reckoning in there. You make open threats to people constantly. You know what? Yeah, if you get locked up, I don't really feel too much for you.
Yeah. Leo Cohen. You are the man doing this, Leo Cohen.
Well, interesting enough, it's funny you brought him up because, you know, in that YSL case, Mr. Cohen and that 300 Entertainment Group that, you know, him and Kevin Lyles and that group that started it, which are all pretty much millionaires who started this company, you know, they sold all their stake in that company. Oh, what, I guess about 6 to 8 months or so. You have to do the knowledge, people, to really fact check it. But I believe a good 6 to 8 months prior to all the RICO stuff coming down on YSL, their masters, the people who were paying these guys all this money to promote all this nonsense, they all pulled out. They don't have nothing to do with it. They sold their stake into it. I want to say one of the big ones, like Paramount or one of them, now they own 300 Entertainment.
You know what I'm saying?
And isn't that a coincidence? Isn't it a coincidence that they pulled out, you know, basically 6 months to a year before the RICO? Huh, I wonder if they knew anything. I wonder if they knew anything was coming.
They knew it was coming.
I'm just asking the question.
No, that's facts. They knew. That's why not Leo Cohen. What's the black dude's name?
Kevin Lyles.
He went and tried to put up $1 million per day. $1 million per day for security for a Young Thug. $1 million a day.
That's a bit much. That's a bit much.
For security, so he wouldn't leave. $1 million?
Right. Yeah. A day? But if you feel like this person is a cash cow to where, just think about it. If I'm spending $1 million a day, that's $365 million. So this guy's got to be close to worth $1 billion, at least. Or I'm not going to make that investment. And, you know, that goes along to what Birdman said about another rapper of this generation, NBA Youngboy. He said, you know, hey, this kid is $1 billion. This is $1 billion dude right here, you know, because of his streaming influence on YouTube. And, you know, he is the, you know, as far as the rap game, nobody has the streams like NBA Youngboy. All right.
Nobody.
Now, and this is going to be a good segue because I know Docs is itching to get into something we talked about a little bit, and he wasn't able to join us, but we did review the Games album last episode. And so I know Docs is itching to respond. So we're going to go on a break real quick. So everybody get your popcorn, get your drinks, refresh yourself. And then we're going to come back with the world's greatest hip hop and rap show. You're listening to your man, Brother Red. Docs, tell him who you are.
The D to the O to the X. Brother Red is more than a friend to me. He is my true brother, family. I love him with all my heart. Anybody got something to say to him, they're going to come say it to me. And I'm rolling. Me, Tony, Larry, Mr. Stan, hey, we're going to run you down. Trust us. And we got hands. Don't try Jesus. Don't try none of us.
Well, we're kind of good. We are kind of good with them things.
Don't try none of us. That's all I can tell y'all.
Kind
of
good with them things. All right. That's the Docs. He's letting you know what time it is. And we can't forget about Randy. You know what I'm saying? We can't forget about Randy because that's the best point guard that I've seen coming up. I'm going to tell the truth, Docs. Randy was cold.
Randy, I never told him that.
Randy was cold. Yo, and Tony, Antonio certified. He was like, hey, Randy should have been starting. We know, but we know what the time is.
Oh, of course, but I'll never tell him that.
And we talk about Docs' older brother. We talk about Randy, the original Docs, the original mouth for the South. We got to get him on. You want to hear somebody can talk the cash money shit? Hey, baby. Randy will give it to you, and he's going to tell the truth. That's why we love him, because Docs don't lie. That's one thing about Docs. They don't lie. It's all facts. These cats do not lie. All right, so we're going to take a quick break.
listen to a word from our sponsor, and then we're going to hit you, and we're going to get into the game's new album, Drillmatic, and we're going to get Dotch's take on it, because I know he's itching to get at the game.
I got some for him. We're back on the No Vultures podcast with Brother Red and the DO to the X. Now, the game, trash, boo-boo, whack, garbage.
Strong words.
30 songs of C minus effort.
Ooh, man, that's a tough critique.
You took every rap, every features rapper, and you try to rap like them.
This is true. Is he trying to do like Biggie? You think he was trying to channel Biggie, like, you know, when Biggie came Life After Death, and he had with because that was a big thing at the time. Everybody was like, oh, Biggie rap just like Bone Thugs and Harmony. And then you had some people who was actually trying to say that he did their style better, and that's blasphemous. Biggie got off on Notorious Thugs, but let's not get shit fucked.
Yeah.
He did not master Bone Thugs and Harmonies the way that they do it. But he did a great job on that track.
That's it. I was going to say on that track. Yeah. But it was just one song. And he didn't try to do it over and over and over.
Exactly. And he didn't. Biggie didn't try to mimic other MCs when he had a guest appearance with them or vice versa. You know, like, when he did have, like, with Method Man, the what? He didn't try to Method Man Steelo, Mace, like, with that song. You know, Mace even said that, you know, he wrote, I think, All About the Benjamins. He actually said he wrote that. You know, now Biggie, you know, did his verses on there, but you didn't see, like, I didn't hear him, any Mace in him. Now, he might have been rapping Mace's lyrics, but it wasn't like Mace was on the mic.
Yeah, facts.
It seems like, and I have to agree with you, with this game album, I think he took it to another level and not in a good way. What would you say?
That's what I'm saying. Was it artistry? No. Was it crafty?
Well, you know what? In that vein, probably the best song. And it's probably because he didn't do it with that person. He just did the song and, he, you know, started out, you know, taking that cat style and then ended up going at him was the Black Slim Shady. Because at the first part of the song, he does the Eminem stuff. And then in the second part, he still does some of Eminem's cadence and flow, but it's still the game. And you can tell now he's coming at him. You know, the first part was semi-complimentary. The second part, he was like, okay, F that. I'm going in.
But you waited 15 years?
That's true, too. Why so wait you that were reaching long?
With the... So you were reaching with the...
So do you feel like, because that's something else I want to get your take on, because I have a feeling about this, and I'm going to be honest with you, and I like to watch, there's some cats on YouTube I like called According to Hip Hop. And one of the cats is their name Mike D and Coop. And Mike D made a good point, and I had to say this. And I agree with you, Docs. Overall, that's like a C minus effort. You know, there's a out of 30 songs. You know, if he had him just made an EP out of that or a very compact album of like 10 songs, he could have had a good banger, like a one hell of a good album.
It could have been a mixtape.
That was the feel I felt like. I'm like, man, this feels just like a mixtape dump of stuff. I don't know if because they're trying to get with it. Maybe WAC 100, because, you know, WAC is all over the internet. This cat is everywhere. So maybe he convinced the game, like, hey, let's just throw it all out there and we'll just stream and people will pick what they want. But people ain't picking anything. Because, like you said, because it's like he's all over the place. And honestly, the guest features, there's nobody that blew it out the park as a guest feature on this album. Like, nobody came in there. Like, really, what the Easy song with Kanye, That could, you could say that's the best song. And that, hell, that song's been out for how long?
But Kanye killed him on that song.
And no, and the thing is, in that song, it really, that was like a debut for Kanye when he was coming out with Donda. To be honest, honest. So, I mean, like,
it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, it felt like it, right? I mean, that song had been out forever. And so, yeah, it's like, you know, even the guest appearances, there's nobody that has any memorable guest appearances where it's like, oh,
that
man.
Was the best song on the record, was that song.
The more, and thinking, that's another thing. It's a labor to listen to that album. It's a 2-hour album, and it's not good music. Like, it's not all the way through good music. You know what I mean? This is not All Eyes on Me.
Like, I put on Donda in the rain and rode around to the whole CD because I wanted to hear what he had to say.
Right. And, you know, and I wasn't the biggest fan of Donda, but I could get through that way more than, yeah, this Game album, you know, because I always try to listen to stuff at least 2 times before I speak on it. And, man, that was like 4 hours I could never get back.
Ever.
That's 4 hours I can never really get back. Cause, you know, I'm really trying to listen so I can give a honest opinion. I'm like, oh man, I need some more beer. You know what I mean? Like, honestly,
I just gave every song a minute and a half and the bars,
went up to par, was it?
Yeah.
Now, you know, honestly, like for the game, I got to say, like, and he does this a lot. Like, and, you know, I know Nas gets hit a lot for his beat choices. Dude, who's picking your beats? These beats are hot booty. Booty on a stick.
This was a mixtape.
Yes, and here. This song, let's go ahead and play this for people. This one got pulled by NBA Youngboy and him. It's called Op. And you know what? I ain't mad. You know, apparently, I guess, Game says he don't pay. I get it. A lot of artists don't, because he's old school in the sense that, yeah, you know what? I'll do a feature on your shit. You do a feature on mine. But honestly, you need Youngboy more than Youngboy needs you.
1,000,000,000%.
And so I think that, you know, yeah, you know what? And Wack, it should have been his job because he's the manager. So there's some stuff that Game may not know about. You know, Game don't need to know what's coming out. You got a budget. Here's the budget. I handle whoever. So guess what? It should have never been known how much Youngboy charges for a feature.
But that was album sales.
Exactly. And that should have never been known. And then honestly, when the song got pulled, because, you know, they didn't have that paper for Youngboy, you know, and Wack wasn't going to weasel or talk his way out of that. Youngboy don't seem like the type of cat. Like, once he get his mind made up, shit ain't right. He's going to let you know, hey, pull that shit. I'm not fucking with you, brother.
Song coming.
So let's listen
to Youngboy.
Yeah, so let's check out, and we're just gonna listen to the Game's verse if we can stomach.
I can't.
And this is called Op. And this is what we're talking about when you spread yourself too thin and you try to do too much. Check it out. Just say, I catch the fish with some tartar sauce today.
The tartar sauce.
Excuse me, y'all. I'm really trying to work on my cursing, but this is an adult show. Did this motherfucker just say?
Yeah. That's why I'm glad you cut the song.
Did this Negro just say, I catch some fish with some tartar sauce today?
I'm glad you cut the song off.
Man, look, I expect Cardi B to say some shit like that. I don't begrudge her because that's her era of lyricism. Game. Like, you were saying, literally, you called yourself the Game. You named your first album a documentary, and you're always name dropping, and we do know you know your history. Somebody has got to tell him, bro, you know that's some whack shit. Like, we cannot put that out. Like, maybe you're working through your stuff. But that's not some shit that we're going to put out ever for mass consumption. Am I right or wrong?
That's why he's running around the country talking about 50.
Well, you know, he didn't go at 50 because he's already gone at 50. Him and 50 done had eight rounds. Now he's going.
Oh, no. Now he just did it. He was just hearing it.
Okay, well, drop this knowledge on me because we know about the Black Slim Shady. And I am going to say this before you drop the knowledge. I just want to say this. And this is going back to what Mike D and Coop were saying. It was more Mike D with as far as the Eminem diss with the Black Slim Shady. Now, this has been, I believe, over 30 calendar days. And Eminem hasn't had a response. And I got to say this because the album was a C-minus album. However, the only halo on this album is, and I don't give a damn about none of these Eminem stands. Y'all want to hit us up. www.novultures1podcast@gmail.com. I'm not caring about none of you Eminem stands right now. He took an L. When you don't answer, look, the game is a good enough rapper. He's got enough skins on the wall. Now, the album, really, let's be honest, the album is garbage. All right? But either way, he's undefeated against Slim Shady because Slim Shady has not answered. And all I can think is because this is the game's bag, if you want to get – like into just being petty, that's the game's bad. And I think that's where the game is really aiming. He's hoping he can lure Marshall out so he can really be the game. Because that's the game's bag, is shit talking on somebody. And, you know, 300 bars, classic. Nigga, 300 bars. And he went in on 50. Now, he mopped them niggas up. Game won that shit lyrically. He killed G.U. Not. He destroyed them niggas. 50 them did not want none of that smoke lyrically. People say what they want about the sales and blah, blah, blah. The game told 50 Cent's ass up on the microphone. And I'm be honest with you. I ain't the biggest Eminem fan anyway. So I never thought Eminem was a better rapper than the game. That's just me. And now I think Eminem is better diss rapper, but I have to question that. Because right now, hey, the game is 1-0 versus Marshall Mathers. And to date, he's the only rapper that I know. Now, I know some people, you know, it's kind of like a 50-50 with the Machine Gun Kelly versus Eminem. But, Docs, what do you got to say about that?
Would you really respond to that?
Hell yeah, you got to respond to it. Like, the game is not Machine Gun, and that's my problem. Eminem takes a lot of pot shots at cats lyrically. He knows that like Ja Rule. Ja Rule is not Mr. Lyrical. You piggyback it off of 50. You dissing MGK. You dissing Insane Clown Posse. I mean, dude, you take a lot of easy shots. Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. Nigga, this is a real live rapper that likes to get down and grimy. He called you out, and you ain't said shit in over 30 days.
The man rap like Cardi B.
I don't give a fuck what, really, hey, bro. Yeah, I do. I want all the smoke. I want to see. I don't know that Marshall can get up off the couch. He might be on too many Percocets and too many other prescription drugs.
I catch fish with tartar sauce. What do you want me to respond back to that?
Well, here's my okay, you know what? Okay, well, you know what? I'm glad you said that. Because here's my response to that. If you give me one moment, because I'm going to give you, because you know what? There was a song that Eminem fucked up thoroughly on Nas's Stellar King's Disease 2. And he fucked that whole song up. And it was called EPMD 2. Nas had a great verse. EPMD did their thing. And then Marshall Mathers went in with some hot fucking garbage. So let's pull this up. So I'm glad you mentioned that. Because he had, you know, Game had on that shit had some questionable lines. We're going to listen to a song that really was a fucking jam until Marshall Mathers comes in and fucks it up. So here, let me cue this up. I want you to, you know, listen to this. Have you heard EPMD 2?
No, let me hear it.
Okay. Yeah. And so we're going to listen to it and you know, give your, let me know when you want me to pause so you can give me some commentary as we go through it. So that way we don't get striked for playing the whole song without talking about it. Here, I'm gonna pull this up. Listen to this, and you, we're going to talk about each verse, and then we'll talk about Eminem's verse. Because, yeah, dude, if Eminem is doing this shit, yeah, absolutely. You need to respond to the game ASAP.
But go,
the game,
to, Eminem, Eminem's first then. Let me hear Eminem's first.
All right, well, his is at the end of the song. So let me pull it up.
Yeah, let me hear the end of the song. I want his bars first, though. I want to hear what he's saying. Because I know Oz is coming. I know EPMD is going to come. So let me hear what Marshall has to say.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, Eminem takes up like 2 minutes. Like, this nigga had like a 32 bar blip.
Yes, let me. Yeah, if you pick up the end of the song, yeah, you can come with something. All
right, hold on. Let me see if I can pull this up. All right, here we go.
Hip-hop is buried. I said it was dead, but the fake is death like Nike or Valley. You see letters and red splatter, look like sauce and spaghetti.
Yeah, ready? CPMD, we're back in business. What? Living in cramped conditions, we'll give you ammunition. I got those shells like Taco Bell, and I'm not gonna bell. I got no else like Christmas, you don't wanna make the claws come out. Y'all should call yourself Santa, because none of y'all are real. Not a single one, like a dollar bill. It's like your bitch in the pellet court, she's on a pill. We got a bond to show, never bail on me, not even out of jail. CPMD, for me, I got no chills. Just a lot of squirrel. Laid in my paper so crazy, I just tossed the mill out the window with my mom.
Okay, now. You're telling me Eminem is above? You're telling me he's above going at the game after turning in this bullshit?
Well, he needs to respond to the game.
Now, hold on. It gets better. Now, listen, it gets better.
I don't want to hear no more.
All right, now, do you even need to listen to Nas and EPMD's verse?
No.
Thank you.
No.
Yeah, and this is what I be trying to tell people, folks. Stop letting the machine fool you. Here, Eminem is a very good rapper, but here's the facts about Eminem. He is a product of Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre and guys who know how to market and manipulate the masses. And guess what? Rap is just like boxing. Everybody needs a great white hope. You know what I mean?
And they got one.
But it is, you know, come on. This dude is not a top 10 MC of all time. He's not even in my top 25. It's not close. And there are MCs that will eat him. Okay? Let's just be honest.
Third base.
Prime Minister Pete Nice. Thank you.
What's his name?
Prime Minister Pete Nice. I will say this. The very old Eminem that was on the underground scene and eating heads and chopping cats up, that Eminem, had he been allowed to be that, might be a different story. But you can listen. You all can go back and do the Nas. Go back and listen to his very old stuff when he was first coming out. He was underground. Even his first album, he sounds totally different than that Slim Shady bullshit. Okay?
I mean,
you had a cat who was spitting, and then Dr. Dre got with him. They said, look, we're gonna market you a certain way. And then they started getting him with this particular cadence, which gets on my nerves. Because if you notice, if he can't have a beat that is like dum dum dum,
like Dre.
Yeah. If it's not like real heavy on a certain then Eminem can't rap to it. Then all he does is he just blah, 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 it just raps real fast all over the beat. He don't stay, you know, with the beat at all.
Well, he gets a pass because of Renegade.
Yeah, he and you know what? He ate Jay-Z, and guess what? I'm not overly impressed because I don't bow down to Hov.
That's the pass. That's why he gets the pass. Yeah. He chewed. That was one of the only MCs that chewed Jay.
Yeah,
he chewed. To where they had to give another 16 after he ate him.
Yes,
because he knew. Oh man, he killed me. I gotta do another 16.
And that's the Eminem I think that, like, I don't know. I can't get in his head. That's the one I would prefer to hear over all that other bullshit. Like, I really did enjoy the Eminem show. I thought that was probably his best album. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Marshall Mathers LP was okay. Not bad. That Slim Shady shit was some childish, dumb, stupid. I'm going to say it. Don't get offended, white folks. That's some stupid white boy shit. Like, brothers, that's what we call, like, when certain shit go down and we look at each other, we're like, yeah, that's some stupid white boy shit. Okay? Brothers, we ain't doing none of that shit. We ain't doing none of that shit.
They were just running with the money.
Yeah, we ain't talking about
our mama. They're going to buy it. I'm putting it out.
Even if we don't like our mama, we ain't talking about our mama like that. Period. Not happening. You know what I'm saying? And if somebody in our family heard us doing that in public, you get the shit smacked out of you. And that's what I was like, you know, somebody needs to smack the fucking taste out of this cat's mouth. Even if you don't like your mama, certain shit you just don't talk about like that. You know what I mean? You keep it between you and your mama. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah. But yeah, I definitely think the game, you know, won the round, bro. I'm sorry. I think he does, Docs. I think he beat him because Eminem won't respond.
Yeah.
And Eminem, sorry, dude, you're not at that level to where you're just above responding to everybody. If you can respond to Machine Gun Kelly, your ass should definitely. Because I don't think do we respect Machine Gun Kelly as a legitimate rapper? I don't. Do you?
I don't.
Exactly.
I thought he was more rapper.
Yeah. So if you can diss Fred Durst and Britney Spears. And you can diss Christina Aguilera and Ja Rule and Machine Gun Kelly and a host of other people that are not lyrical at all. And really the only one that you really beat that was super lyrical was Cannabis. And that was because Cannabis did not have the machine behind him. You know what I'm saying?
Did not have the machine.
So really, dude, like the only cat that you've dissed outside of whatever you did on the circuit when you was battle rapping, like on wax as a professional rapper, it's all been Cupcakes. The first tried and true motherfucker that you know they will get down and dirty with you on this stuff. Where you at? It's been 30 days, Marshall. I'm just saying, where is Marshall Mathers? Where is Slim Shady?
Slim Shady's riding the wave. Being the top 10 rapper of all time.
Where is Slim Shady when we need him? Because honestly, like you said, after that bullshit we heard from the game, I would expect Eminem, this should be light work.
Yeah, this should be light work. Quick, fast.
Yeah, so yeah, it deserves a response, and it deserves more than the 50 Cent releasing what they call it, the demo track of How We Do. Okay, 50, we all knew that y'all collabed on music. We all been knowing this, okay? And we know Game is known for capping. So nobody believed him when he said, oh, 50 didn't help me. Yeah, nigga, whatever. You know, we know he helped you and you helped him too. No big deal. So that don't mean nothing to me. But where you at, Marshall? Marshall, where you at?
I hope his peoples come on this podcast and respond for him.
Well, I'm just wondering where Marshall is. But hey, Docs, we're up against the break, man. So I tell you what, go ahead and close us down. Since you brought us in, close us down.
This is the No Vulture Podcast. We'll be right back with y'all in a few minutes.
All right, it's your man, Brother Red, and Docs, do the knowledge.
I don't care who's first or who last, but I know that y'all just better rock this at the drop of a dime, baby. I don't know what y'all gonna do with this, but it got to be funky. It got to be funky if you're gonna be on it. I don't care who start, I don't care what y'all do, but you got to be finished before the music is through.
Yo, it's your man, Brother Red, and you're listening to the world's greatest hip hop and rap show, No Vultures. Big shout out and special thanks to our guest host, the Docs. He'll be joining us more and more. So, welcome to you, Docs. Big shout out to our sponsors, Let the Film Speak. Check out Chop. Check out Willie Jack every Wednesday. They're doing the knowledge. You can check out their Facebook page, and you can check them out on YouTube. So make sure when you go, click and subscribe. Big shout out to our man, Josh Castro. and Just Josh and Comedy. Check him out at www.justjoshingcomedy.com. Up and coming professional comic in Austin doing the damn thing. And if you want to reach us, send us a Vine at www.novultures. You type in the number one, so it's novultures1.podcast@gmail.com. I'll say it again, www.novultures1.podcast.com. Now, this is your man, Brother Red, as always, encouraging you to do the knowledge, and we're going to let the OGs take us out. You're listening to the sounds of the original Juice Crew and the classic Marley Marl, the symphony.
Listen closely, so your attention's undivided. Many in the past have tried to do what I did. Just the way I came on, then I'm gonna come off stronger and longer, even with the trouble. I keep on going and flowing just like a river. I got a whole lot to give, so I'm a giver. Little at a time, new trails are blazing. Action is in effect, it always stays in. Yeah, just like a shot from a cannon. I am the man in charge, and I'm planning. Jam strong enough so they can lift your soul. I'm the originator, and my rhymes are made of gold. Once you hear the capital A, rap it'll stay with you for a while. It won't go away unless you force it, because it stays with you, my friend. And if you force it away, I'ma hit you again. I project my voice so it's right in the crowd. There's a sign at the door, no biting allowed. And if you didn't read it, I suggest you do so, or you'll be stranded just like a Russo. Sleep if you wanna, go ahead, get some shut up. A man broke his jaw trying to say what I say on the microphone. He should have left it alone, just for the record. Let it be known that my ego's only partially grown. And never would I ever condone fighting in any form. You're an only one. That verse was the calm, now here's the storm. Next up, yo, I believe that's me. Craig G, light up the mic for the symphony. The gym is dedicated to all unoptimistics that thought I wasn't coming out with some exquisite rhymes. But that's alright, cause now I'm back to kill all the rumors and straighten the facts to me. Now rock your rhymes like I always used to, but you jumped on the tip when you heard me in the Juice Crew. You said, ain't that something? The Craig, I heard you in that jam, it's pumping. I apologize. Oh, yeah, and can I have your autograph for me and my grandma? That's how I'm living. On surprise mode. Don't even sleep. Try not to keep your eyes closed. Cause if you do, when you awaken, this so-called spot will be taken. I'll take it over like a greedy executive. Cause up the mic, my perspective is to be the best in all rap events. And since I have a call, I call experience. Next up, yo, I believe that's me. Gucci rap, light up the mic for the symphony. Yo, Marley gives a slice. I get nice and my voice is twice as horrifying as this advice goes deep. Till you fell in a spell of a sweet. And while I'm counting the money, you count sheet. When G-Rap strikes the mic, I recite the type, the hype that you like to make the people unite. I rip off the hips and zip off lips. Step on reps. You flip and want to sip on my tip. Take a deep breath because you don't have another left. Coming back like I'm revenging my brother's death. Make Confederates run for medicine because I put out more light in a fight the car in medicine. Rip the damn cage like I'm on a rampage. So if you want rage, I'ma make front page. Read the headline, suckers. The day's the deadline. Your head is way past bedtime. Can't kill them. Solo, cause you're still on. Soft like a pillow. My rap is rougher than Brillo. So fear me, don't dare me. And don't compare me to him when you hear me. Talk about a battle, but you ain't yet ready for war. Your metaphor sucks more than a whore. You can't replace me, ice me or ace me. Face me, face me, slice me or race me. Bite me or taste me. I show you that I got force. My rap burns your mouth like hot sauce. Work for water while I break your tape recorder. Serve the sucker, the order is manslaughter. Another rapper, G-Rap Rex, he's rated X. The meaner boy is sex. Next, the amplifier gets used and abused. Pump so loud, we might blow a fuse. This is anger, madness, ready to hanger. Rapper a singer, I'm putting up a middle finger. Next up, I believe that's me. Big Daddy can't get on a mic for the symphony. Setting it off, letting it off, beginning. Rough till the ending, you never been in. The old and groove with the smooth rap lord. Like a bottle of juice, rhymes are being poured. Down the ear, crisp and clear as I prepare to wear, tear and smear. Then I'm out.
with the mark left that you can all claim. Cause rocking a party, yo, it's a small thing. I've written many places on regular basis, and broken down mics were the only traces that I've been there in there at the party. The mic had my prints, and on it was a body. So take caution, I'm not crossing around in a throwdown clown. I'm taking yours, son. So just acknowledge the way that I kicked it. Cause a rap was a house, you be evicted and dismissed from the microphone. Choking on a bone, cause daddy's home, and battling me is hazardous to health. So put a quarter in your ass, cause you played yourself. Woo! Like a game in the arcade, you need a bar aid. I'm walking the path that a law made. I'll attend and then begin to send a speech to preach and teach. So just say when, so I can let lyrics blast like a bullet. My mouth is the gun, or suckers, I pull it. The trigger, get bigger, my pocket's getting bigger. And when it comes to money, yo, Grant's my nigga. You got the groove, MCs, breathe, stand still. Nobody move, it's a sabotage. As I take charge, go large. Cause goddamn, I'm living large like a giant. You're nothing but a midget, a small digit. You ain't with it, forget it, quit it. I'm way superior, always taking care of ya. No frill rappers, you will evaporate. Disintegrate, deflate to your fate. As the great will dominate, straight to the state of reigning, gaining. So put gaining, that category, period, in the story.
Not my fault, you supposed to keep on going to the end of the record. I still have beats inside our head. Y'all not microphone no more, because y'all tell that what y'all get. I said they're doing little something to the beach girls.
Due to knowledge. Peace.